Everybody ready? I think those of you here today have followed our state's fiscal situation over the last several years, and you're probably more in tune with than most people regarding the fiscal situation that we've found ourselves in since I came into office in 2002. We had falling revenue numbers, and when I started working on the 2003 amended budget, I found that the appropriations that were passed in the 2002 budget, in the session of 2002, which was an election year, was $640 million more than it looked like the revenue was going to be to meet that budget. And that's where those numbers are there for everyone to see, and that's where I get the $640 million deficit, because if you see the original 03 budget and you see what the amended 03 budget was, you'll find $640 million less. And that was actually the revenue continued to fall even after that year and fell into 04 as well. So that meant that we had to make some tough choices. We did that, and we're prepared to answer any questions about those choices that we made. And I expect to give a full report to the people of Georgia in the next few months about that. We simply made the determination to live within our means. We tightened up our belts, and we did what it took not to raise taxes, general taxes, in order to do that. We did shift some taxes from the senior citizens tax cut to sin taxes, but we stayed focused on our priority and made the tough decisions. The good news is the economy has turned around, and the fruits of those labors and the decisions and the industry of Georgia workers and businesses is showing up, and our revenues are up. And today, I'm here to release the final year-end revenue numbers from the last fiscal year, June 30th, 06, and we do have good news. We ended June 30th this year with revenues up 9.3%. And we've been talking about a $500 million surplus in round terms, but frankly, that's going to be closer to $600 million surplus for the year ending last June, this past June. Nearly a quarter of $1 billion that we'll be able to put in our rainy day fund as a hedge against any future crisis. Of that surplus, more than $173 million will go, and we'll already dedicate it to the mid-year education reserve. There were some shenanigans played in the last administration regarding whether you appropriated that now or you waited until the mid-year. We're doing the right thing and putting that mid-year education reserve into that and dedicating $173 million there. The rest is going to our state's future. More than $665 million will be in our rainy day fund, and we think that's the right thing to do with it. As we continue to look at the ways that we can be more efficient, cutting taxes, you've heard me give the number of over $2 billion in tax relief since I became governor. That does include the homestead tax relief that was continued, adding up, well, the child tax credit and senior tax cuts and others. We'll give you a sheet of those if you want to see that. We're going to continue to make the important investment decisions and the things that we think matter for our state's future, education being number one. As you know, we put more than 70% of our new revenues this last year into education spending. We're now spending $1 billion more per year on education than we did when I came into office. The facts will substantiate that on a per student basis, that's more than $400 more per student than was being spent. I don't have to warn you what year this is. It's a political year, and when you leave this room, you're going to go talk to others, and they're going to try to give you some other numbers, and I hope you will challenge them. The fact is that the question you're going to ask today, well, where are you going to spend this? And we're going to spend it on our future. That is the safety net for our citizens. I remember standing in the well in 2001 as the recession was overcasting the nation. Georgia was still continuing to do well. I warned at that time, as revenues were great, let's save some of this and let's not spend it all. And yet, even in the 2002 budget, we were continuing to spend like there was no end. I want the next governor who steps in this seat on January 2007, and I hope I'm that governor, not to face the same situation I faced in 2003. I want them to have a realistic budget. In fact, I'll point out that our budget for 2007 is built on a very modest growth rate of 5.5%. That's in comparison to the 9.3% revenue growth that we just had. So we're still moving the state forward in a fiscally conservative projected fashion, and I expect the revenues to be there through the fiscal year 07 to fulfill the budget. So a lot of our folks, a lot of people like to talk about spending new money. You need to challenge them on where they're going to spend it versus the need for a rainy day fund for our safety. We'll continue to be fiscally responsible and use this money to replenish our rainy day fund. Questions?